last year, still in the term of the former Social Justice Commissioner, Mick Gooder, although he has, as most of you listeners would know, he's gone to take up his role as Royal Commissioner into the Northern Territory's inquiry into youth detention and child protection.
With this report, the title is Social Justice and Native Title Report. So in detail, can you talk a little bit more? You've just mentioned social justice, but also native title.
The native title issues that we're looking at is in this reporting period, we comment a bit on some of the most important judgments that have come down. One of them into the rights of Aboriginal people to use the resources on their native title lands and to use those resources for commercial purposes. So there was an important decision from the court in relation to that. But the other big piece of work that we talk about in the report is a large project that the Human Rights Commission has been facilitating, looking at opening up opportunities for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to engage in economic development on their native title land or their land rights land or other land that they've been able to get back. Now, we're not saying everybody wants to do economic development, but where people do want to do that on their country, we're looking at what are some of the blocks and how we can think about opening up those opportunities. It's been an Indigenous-led project. We've really facilitated it. We've brought together many Indigenous people who are leading the way in relation to native title land rights and land through the Indigenous Land Corporation, working with landholders and working with the banks and other finance organisations, saying, how can we really open up those opportunities for economic development where that's what communities want to do.
So a lot of the links between native title, connection to country, and also the issues that we have regarding health and wellbeing, they're all linked. In your report, you talk about justice reinvestment and the diversionary programs with the Royal Commission into the Protection and Detention of Children. Are we going to see any changes, do you think? We've had 25 years since the Royal Commission into Aboriginal deaths in custody. Do you think that the implementations from this Royal Commission will be the framework that is actually worked within when it comes to procedures in corrections?
We can't see into the future at the moment, but what our report says is that implementation is really important. Implementation of recommendations that came from the Royal Commission into Aboriginal deaths in custody 25 years ago, for example, the principle of imprisonment as a last resort, we would really like to see greater implementation of that principle. We make that recommendation that, you know, as you were just talking about in relation to justice reinvestment, that we look at non-custodial options, particularly for people where the crimes are not crimes of violence or not really serious crimes. We want to see those non-custodial options increased. So where people might be going into custody for fine default or other less serious offences, we want to see more non-custodial options so people are not exposed to the risks of being incarcerated. I need to say where people have committed offences in relation to violence or other very serious offences, then we do need to acknowledge that sometimes there can be a need for people to be removed from community if others are in danger from them. But when we're talking about less serious offences and offences particularly for juveniles, we'd like to see more constructive, non-custodial options for people that are more suited to the ideals of rehabilitation and integration back into the community.
Now, we're waiting on footage of the death in custody of Miss Dew in Western Australia. Will there be any further push for that footage to be released so that there can be a better form of action regarding her death?
I think all of us were deeply, deeply shocked at the treatment of Miss Dew and of the treatment of the young people in the detention centre in the Territory in Don Vale and also the detention centre, the reports refer to the detention centre in Townsville. We, at the Commission here, from a human rights perspective, we urge the government to ratify the optional protocol to the Convention Against Torture. What that ratification of that optional protocol will require is that there is a national monitoring mechanism, so that there will be a national mechanism set up. Once Australia ratifies OPCAT, we are then required to set up a national monitoring system where independent experts go to all our detention facilities, all facilities in Australia where people are held in closed environments. Now, that can include hospitals, detention centres for young people, for adults. It makes the country set up this national monitoring mechanism so there is oversight of the treatment of people who are held in any kind of detention centre. And that we know. We know from international experience and we know from the international human rights framework. That is a very good mechanism to have in place. It's one of the measures that really brings down levels of mistreatment of people who are held in detention. So from a human rights perspective, we do, you know, reiterate our call to the Australian government to ratify the optional protocol to the Convention Against Torture and get this national monitoring mechanism in place so we have continual monitoring and visits to all places of detention and monitoring that we are meeting all our human rights standards where we hold people in detention.